Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Confessions of St. Augustine by St. Aurelius Augustinus, translated by Edward B. Pusey. The following introductory note appears in the 1909 Collier edition and is included for the benefit of our listening audience. Aurelius Augustinus, better known as St. Augustine, was born of poor parents in the small town of Thagaste, in Numidia, North Africa, A.D. 354. His father, Patricius, a pagan of somewhat loose life, was converted to Christianity before his death. His mother, Monica, on account of her personal piety and her influence on her son, is one of the most revered women in the history of the Christian Church. Augustine was educated at the University of Carthage, and according to his own account, belonged to a fast set and joined in their dissipations. While there, he entered into a relation which lasted for 14 years with a young woman who became the mother of his son, Adeodatus, and he joined the heretical sect of the Manichaeans, who professed to have received from their founder, Manes, a higher form of truth than that taught by Christ. At the close of his university career, which had been brilliant in spite of distractions, he returned to his native town, and first there, and later in Carthage and Rome, he practiced as a teacher of rhetoric, training young lawyers in the art of pleading. By the time he was about 27, he had begun to have doubts as to the validity of Manichaeism, but it wasn't until 387, while he was professor of rhetoric in the University of Milan, that he was converted to Catholic Christianity and received baptism. He now gave up his profession and became an ascetic, studying the foundations of the faith, writing, chiefly against his former sect, and conversing with a group of disciples, first at Rome and then in his native town. When he was on a visit to Hippo, not far from Thagaste, he was forced into the priesthood. And in 395 he became Bishop of Hippo, an office which he filled for the remaining 35 years of his life. Though he took a leading part in the activities of the African Church through all this time, and gradually became one of the most distinguished ecclesiastical figures in the empire, the care of his diocese and the writing of his books formed his chief occupations. He continued to lead a life of extreme...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?